Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. The Fort Pitt Blockhouse, located in Point State Park, is the oldest building in Pittsburgh. In more than 250 years of existence, it's weathered natural disasters, urban expansion, and industrial growth. But it owes its survival mostly to a group of women who refused to yield.
What is the feather duster?
James Haltonen, the curator of the Fort Pitt Blockhouse, uses a rainbow-colored feather duster to sweep up after his messier visitors.
Squirrels.
The blockhouse was built at the tail end of the French and Indian War to bolster the security of Fort Pitt. Located at the confluence of the three rivers, it was a crucial foothold in that protracted empire-building struggle.
Various rodents will come and sit in these gun loop timbers and have their snacks, which is fine and dandy. I don't really mind that, except that then they lean on the pillows or push on the pillows.
The gun loops are horizontal wooden slits that perforate the perimeter of the five-sided building. Narrower on the building's exterior than interior, the gun loops allowed soldiers to take aim at attackers in relative safety. Each night, Haltonen sets black pillows into the gun loops to control drafts and keep out the aforementioned rodents. But when they lean on the pillows from the outside, relaxed, mid-snack...
Set off the alarm, I think, twice now, so...
Ravenous woodland creatures were not the threat Colonel Henry Bouquet envisioned when he ordered five defensive structures, redoubts, to be built at the weakened Fort Pitt between 1763 and 1764. After a year of floods and siege, Bouquet expected a land attack from Native American Indians responding to the broken promises of the French and the British and the growing foreign presence on their land. However, the war was waning, and neither the blockhouse nor Fort Pitt saw armed conflict again. But it did see another kind of siege.
We're below the freeway, so below the portal bridge.
Right below the freeway might seem a less than desirable place to keep the city's oldest building, but it's actually a triumph. Joanne Ostergaard is the former president of the Fort Pitt Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution, the organization that has owned and operated the blockhouse since 1894.
It's amazing the building has survived. The winter weather, all that weather, you know, doesn't seem to have affected it. It could burn down without any trouble, and it never has. It was never attacked.
At least in the strictest sense of attacked, that is. By the late 19th century, the aging building was almost swallowed by the dense tenement neighborhood around it, the Point District. Meanwhile, commercial interests salivated over the valuable land. A warehouse syndicate offered to pay $25,000 to relocate the blockhouse, says Haltonen.
That's something that happens to a lot of historic structures around that time, is they're sort of move away from major urban centers.
But the ladies of the DAR weren't having it.
Obviously, with the Point, it's a very unique geographic location. You can't reproduce that somewhere else. People are always interested to see the real thing in the real spot.
Despite facing down libel, political might, and the likes of Henry Clay Frick, the Fort Pitt Society refused to allow destruction or relocation of the blockhouse. The regent of the DAR at the time, Edith Darlington Ammon, wrote not one, but two bills for the state legislature that promoted historic preservation. It took 4 years and personal lobbying, but in 1907, a bill protecting the blockhouse was signed into law.
Women were not doing those kinds of things. They did not even have the right to vote, and they went and advocated to the government.
That's Maureen Mahoney Hill, a consultant who helped organize the 250th celebration of the blockhouse. Ostergaard agreed.
It's amazing that it's still there and still being run by women. I like to think that our group that run the block, you don't say no to them either, because they persevere.
Ostergaard doesn't know what the future holds for the blockhouse, but she hopes the community continues to protect it.
The people living today will be part of history, so why wouldn't you be interested in what the previous people were? We're all going to be history, sooner or later.
For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh is supported by UPMC. Ask your Pittsburgh history question and find more stories online at wesa.fm/inventingpittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.